Austria, France, and Brazil. But first, the distinguished representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, colleagues. The ICRC welcomes this section, which sets out concrete steps that states will need to take to be able to ensure that their development and use of laws will comply at all times with international law. Before I go on, it's not often that we get the chance to agree with the Russian Federation, so I'd like to thank a distinguished colleague from Russia for making a proposal on paragraph one that rigorous testing should be in context of real-life operations. We could certainly support that improvement. Looking at the section as a whole, however, we think it needs some clarification to distinguish legal reviews from technical reviews of capabilities, effects, bias, and so on. Both these kinds of reviews are important, and indeed, technical reviews would form a necessary component of any legal review. But we recommend that the group maintain a clear distinction between the two in order not to conflate existing obligations under international law with the technical reviews introduced in this text. Legal reviews are a critical measure to ensure that the employment of autonomous weapon systems will not be in violation of IHL and other applicable international law, and are a legal obligation under Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions. We therefore propose a new paragraph on legal reviews based on the agreed language of the GGE, as has been recognized in the GGE's guiding principle, E, and included in the GGE's 2023 consensus report in paragraph 23 of that report. Furthermore, to make this paragraph of the most particular relevance to autonomous weapon systems, and based on previous discussions in the GGE and the increased convergence on this subject, we propose to include the clarification that a new review is required once a weapon system is modified. So we would propose a new first paragraph that would introduce this section and would read as follows, and we have provided this in writing to your team, Mr. Chair. It begins, in accordance with the state's obligations under international law, in the study, development, acquisition, or adoption of any laws, including laws that result from modifications of existing non-autonomous weapon systems, determination must be made whether its employment would, in some or all circumstances, be prohibited by international law. So that first paragraph would deal with the legal reviews. The following paragraphs would then refer more to the technical reviews, and so we would then suggest deleting the phrase, conduct legal reviews of laws from the second paragraph. So paragraph two would then read, states should understand the weapon's capabilities and limitations, expected circumstances of use, and its anticipated effects in different circumstances. Finally, as we mentioned yesterday in the discussion on prohibitions and restrictions, we suggest placing here in this section the paragraph on training and instruction. So we recommend the group takes that paragraph from the previous section and add it as a new final paragraph here, which would read, states must ensure appropriate training and instruction for human users of laws. Thank you, Mr. Chair.